Hey, you want that to go?
Well, Celeste gets another day at home, and we wish her well. Absolutely. She'll be back here later on in the week. But Miles O'Brien is in here for Celeste Headlee. I'm John Huckenberry, and we're going to start our takeouts with business. Louise Story joins us, finance reporter for our partners, The New York Times. We also have Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen here.
Good morning.
With our sports hit this morning. Louise, so in the Cold War, there was always the nuclear option, right? In the war against Google, it's maybe fair to say that News Corp, Rupert Murdoch, and Fox may be willing to exercise the nuclear option in their battle against Google. Explain what's going on
here. This is the biggest rebellion that we have seen from a news organization. And what he's saying is that he's going to partner with Microsoft. He is going to go cold on Google. What this means, you know, when Google crawls the web, it seems like magic to you that they come upon these websites, but it's not magic. What's happening is websites are putting special files on there that get picked up by Google's crawlers. And what News Corp will do on all of its sites, remember, News Corp owns MySpace, the Wall Street Journal. Yep. They own a ton of different media sites, Fox. They will take these down.
Which means that when you search on Google, it will pass over all of the News Corp Rupert Murdoch options.
They will not come up highly. If at all, they will not.
That seems like a ridiculous strategy.
But hold on one second. But it does mean that if you do the search on Microsoft, they will come up.
Yes.
That's Bing.
The idea. Okay, that's right. That's the idea.
And we're all using Bing, right?
Well, you know, only 10% of searches are on Bing, which is Microsoft's engine, 65% on Google. So this is a real risk to the websites owned by News Corporation. But, you know, Rupert Murdoch, who runs News Corp, has said, we'd rather have fewer people coming to our websites but paying, and he has accused Google of stealing our stories.
Now, Rupert Murdoch, who's a great one for taking risks, made a bad decision on MySpace in terms of valuation, right?
It has not performed as well as I think he would have hoped.
So what do we make of this risk here? Go with it? Good idea? Smart move? Or is he just the first guy out in the cold?
You know, the media has to find some way to pay for the readers. And this is a very interesting idea because instead of charging the readers, what he's looking at doing is charging the search engines. It's actually a model very similar to cable TV because, you know, the cable channels pay the shows. And so if it went this way, you know, maybe that would create a model. Mm-hmm. No one's found one yet.
Louise Story. I wonder when we'll be watching, that's for sure. Louise Story, finance correspondent for our partner, The New York Times.
Thank you.
And Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor. There was a game last night. I missed it.
Oh, yes. Monday Night Football.
And?
Well, the Tennessee Titans lost. Oh, no, they beat the Houston Texans. And the reason why I say that Tennessee Titans lost, because it was almost at the very end of the game. They almost, the Texans almost tied it at their home stadium. The Tennessee Titans were the former Houston Oilers.
That's right.
And Vince Young, the quarterback of the Titans, was the all-everything high school quarterback when he played in Houston. So there was a lot of storylines going into the game.
Yeah. And, you know, the Titans started so bad, but they've been doing really, really well in the last four games.
It's true. Our producer here, David Fazekas, all season long, they were 0-6. They had a great season last year. And all season long, he was like, put Vince Young in. Well, they put him in, and now they've won four straight.
It's like a reverse Giants.
Indeed, that's a good point.
But the Titans defeated the Texans 20-17. I guess it was a field goal at the end, right?
Correct. Yep.
And what does this say about the Texans? Do they have a playoff picture?
They are still in it, but it's very shaky and murky, and they're probably not going to get in it. But they have one of the best passing attacks in the league.
And we should disclose that you're totally biased here.
Well, this is interesting. There's a guy named Andre Davis who's a kick returner for the Texans. His older brother used to run track with me, and he's younger than us, and we used to pick on him and make fun of him and joke with him because he was the scrawny guy. Then next thing I know, I see him. The next thing I see him from when he was a kid, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated with his arms outstretched.
Not so scrawny.
Not at all. He makes like $8 million a year or something like that.
Yeah. So you're on the sideline for these games, right?
Well, I'm like, wow, I wish I could be there.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor. And, you know, stay with us, Ibrahim, because actually our last takeout comes from listeners. A whole bunch of reactions to things we were talking about yesterday, including this reaction is directly for you, Ibrahim.
This is Karen calling from Salt Lake City, Utah. The Major League Soccer Championship game was played Sunday night to a sellout crowd in Seattle. Just so you know, Real Salt Lake beat the LA Galaxy with David Beckham in an exciting game that went into overtime and was finally resolved by penalty kicks and a final score of 5-4. Sadly, I didn't hear about it on the takeaway.
So what do you got for Karen?
Okay,
Ibrahim?
I'll take the NASCAR out of my mouth, and I apologize, Karen. Like many soccer fans who are fair weather soccer fans, I've been looking more towards the World Cup play, and I missed what was underneath, right underneath my own nose. So that is a mistake, and we will correct that.
All right.
What about
all right,
cricket?
Karen?
Have you done cricket?
Now you're going to get Karen calling us back.
Come on.
Hey. All right, bunch of folks were happy to share advice about subjects to avoid at the Thanksgiving table, like sports.
Hello, it's Dr. Atkins calling. Sports can cause quite some difficulty in a conversation. My brother-in-law is a devout Yankees fan, and I have been told that you cannot talk about the Mets in that house. Somewhat intolerant there.
Bonnie in Tacoma, Washington, born in the 40s, have a brother and a sister born in the late 30s. When we had family get-togethers at my folks' house in Seattle as I was growing up, my older sister would arrive late, leave early, and eat as much as she could and not talk with anybody much.
Sounds like my house a little bit.
Really? Nobody talks?
Yeah, we talk about stuffing and weather. Leave it at that. Religion, politics, sports, forget it. All right, we also talked yesterday, or actually you also talked yesterday, about the cost of health care and how it forces people to ration their own or face bankruptcy. Here's one story from Lee in Oklahoma City.
4 years ago, I had to go into the emergency room in Las Vegas to determine if I had a heart attack or not. I spent 12 hours in the hospital and had cardio tests that accumulated to $6,000 in bills. It has taken me 4 years of working a second job to pay that off because I had no insurance.
This is Judy from North Carolina. We are paying $1,127 for Blue Cross Blue Shield. We've just been notified it's going up to $1,359 per month. We are self-employed. We're a small corporation, but we're just the two of us in our jobs, and we don't know how we're going to carry on.
Voices, your voices on issues like health care. You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Coming up, we launch into space. Not exactly the final frontier for the Obama administration, but we'll talk about how committed the new administration is to outer space. The head of NASA joins us in just a few minutes. Miles?